community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Day three of IndieTracks Festival, and I'm here with Matt from Bunnygrunt. Hello, Matt.
Hello.
Hello, thanks for having a chat with us. Now, normally it's yourself and Karen, who's the band, but Karen couldn't make it this time around, could she?
Correct, yeah. She had recently moved across country and started a new job and got married, and many things conspired against her being able to come easily, so she'll get it next time.
Okay, that's great. I mean, you played yesterday. I caught your set. Sounded great, brilliant. Oh, it was a proper rock and roll set, I thought.
That's kind of what we do, yes.
Yeah, because when I was reading up about you, and I knew a little bit about you, but then I start getting confused by genres like cuddlecore and things like that, and I didn't really understand what it was all about.
Yeah, we don't understand what any of those are all about either, so we just call ourselves a rock and roll band and go with that.
It was proper, and I did enjoy. You're from St. Louis, aren't you?
That is correct.
I've been to St. Louis. I went in February when it was nice and snowy, and yeah. I did like your comment about it being the most dangerous city in America. Did you say dangerous city in America or dangerous in the world?
It depends on the day, but at least America. Yeah,
I had a good time there anyway. I'm not going to run the place down. I had a great time up the arch.
Oh yeah, no, it's a beautiful place. It's the place that makes us what we are. We're no frills. We fit in with St. Louis.
Yeah, it was. I enjoyed my trip up the arch. I didn't stray too far away from there. I didn't go into the suburbs or anything like that. Now, the bands and your performances musically is quite light-hearted in a way. The lyrical content is kind of light-hearted. Would you say you take yourself seriously as a band, but not seriously once you're playing?
Oh yeah, the whole plan is to take what we're doing seriously, but not take ourselves seriously. We're fools, and we're out here making fools of ourselves, and we work really hard to be the best possible fools we can be.
I love some of the song titles. You've got stuff like, "I just had broken heart surgery, love won't bypass me again." So, I mean, do you get confused for being a country and western band? Because that's right up their street, isn't it?
Oh, that's it. Yeah, we shoot for that, yeah.
You've got a new album out at the moment.
Yes.
And it's called Volume 4.
Correct.
Which I got a little bit confused about that on two levels. Firstly, there's no Volumes 1 to 3, and it's not your fourth album either.
That is correct.
Okay, I'm less confused now. Okay, tell us a little bit about the album.
Well, it was took a long time to come out with Karen moving around and all that. She moved even before she moved really far away. She had moved somewhat far away, so we were recording it in bits and pieces. But it was all songs that we had toured and played a lot and had pretty down solidly. We just had to find the recording time to get it in. But it was on the past albums we've brought in lots of guest players and had different lineups and tried different studio things and all that, and I'm completely happy with these, but this one is the most that sounds. If you see us live, you will like our record.
It took quite a while to put together.
Yeah, it was we started recording it about 2.5 years ago, and then just wrapped it up end of last fall,
Could be a lot worse. Okay. Don't come over to the UK very often. You said you came over here about 7 years ago.
It was about 7 years ago. And there was a tour. I booked it myself and didn't realize how different touring in the UK is to touring in the United States.
Oh, in what way?
Well, usually in the United States, we just find a band that we like and they help us out. But here we had to find the promoter that we liked, which we didn't know about the whole promoter system as much. We don't do that as much in the States.
Oh, really? So bands just go and go to the venues and book their own gigs?
Either to the venues or you find... Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, so... But this... Yeah, you're right. I mean,
yeah, over it actually makes it... Once we figured out that that's how you do it, it makes it a lot easier. so we look... Yeah, we'll... I would like to think we'll make it back again one of these days, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you're here now, and unfortunately, the weather's not perfect. It's okay,
no,
but...
No,
it
was a good day for us, so...
Yesterday was beautiful. Yeah, the day you played, it was... I mean, in a way, it doesn't matter. If you're stuck in the merchandise tent, which a lot of bands are most of the day, it must be... It's good news and bad news, I suppose, a day like this, because the tent is full up, isn't it?
Yeah, oh yeah. But probably going to sell less T-shirts today, so... But that's okay.
Well, someone does come back in the UK from time to time, not very often, that's all. Okay, so what are your plans for the rest of the year? Are you writing again, or are you going to be playing back in the States?
We are probably not playing any shows in the States, probably till end of the year. But yeah, we'll finish up this tour of the UK for another week or so, and then hopefully get a show in or two before the end of the year, and then I'm trying to work out a little touring for next spring. So we'll see how that goes.
So you're having a little bit of a rest, really, because the album's come out and you've done your international tour for the for the period, and then have a little bit of a rest.
Yeah. Our international 8-day tour, yes.
Mike, thanks very much. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and hope you enjoy the rest of the time in the UK. Thanks.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.